Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Karen. I'm an alcoholic. Microphone. But yeah, I'm from St. Pete. And my sobriety date's November 28th of 2008. And, you know, practice the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'll just get right to it, man. You know, I took my first drink of alcohol probably about 12 or 13 years old, and you know, I was hanging out with some buddies, man. We were hanging out at their house, and they had money. One of them did, anyways. And his parents were doctors. Both of them is nuts. And, you know, we had the house to ourselves for the day, you know, so they're like, hey, we should drink. I'm like, yeah, you know, I do that all the time, bro, you know what I mean? But just all the time, you know. So they're like, all right. And I never touched a drink of alcohol in my life, you know. And they had a liquor cabinet. That's how you know they had money. They had a liquor cabinet. It was huge and it was beautiful. It was packed. You know what I mean? And I remember going up there. I went up first, you know, and I saw this big old bottle of vodka. It was one of the only things I've really heard of, you know, and grabbed it and popped the cap off, you know, and just took a big old pull off it, man. And it's funny, too, because it's, you know, I have a terrible memory. I don't remember, you know, what I had for breakfast yesterday, what T-shirt I wore, you know what I mean? But I'll never to this day forget how that alcohol felt. I mean, up until that point, I was a weird little kid, man. You know what I mean? I was second grade. I'd stay up all night just thinking about what happens when you die, you know, just shaking my bed, you know. I had this bowl cut mullet combination thing going on. It was bad news, you know what I mean? But something happened, man. That alcohol, it just, you know, I took a big old pull off it, and it just hit my feet and tingled all the way up, and I got real sick all of a sudden, you know. But I had too much pride to puke in front of my buddies, because, like I said, I've been a veteran at this thing, you know. I do it all the time, and I'm holding it down, yeah, you know. And as soon as that sick feeling went away, man, I felt a peace and ease I'd never felt before. I mean, I'm not a firm believer in love at first sight, but love at first taste, I mean, something happened for me, you know what I mean? I had arrived. That was the coolest feeling I ever felt before. I was free. I felt great, man. I took another one, and I just went at it. They hardly had any. They were just kind of watched me, you know what I mean? I was a beast. Just fucking, you know, I ran around the house just making a mess more of the ways, all types of ways, you know what I mean? And, you know, so, yeah, I know, yeah. And they're like, hey, you got to leave, man. I'm like, all right. You know, so I filled this bottle of water up with vodka, you know, and I filled the bottle of vodka up with water, put it back, and went out on the town, you know. Went downtown St. Pete, just ripping and running, falling in traffic, yelling at strangers. Drank the whole bottle of vodka, you know what I mean? Just puked on a cop who was trying to see if I was okay, you know. Took off running again, kind of stumbled away. Got away, though, you know, blacked out, and I came to in a portable restroom in Williams Park, you know. And laying there, I felt bad. I felt like somebody just beat my ass, you know what I mean? I felt wrecked, you know, and I just... But that feeling, no matter how bad I felt amazing. I had just found the secret to life. Like, some kids want to go and be, you know, rock stars or movie stars, maybe a bank accountant or something like that. Not me. I wanted to drink every day for the rest of my life. I found what I wanted to do. You know, school is out, drinking's in, you know what I mean? And that's the way it was, man. Every chance I got, man, I just, you know, as kid stuff at first, you know, we'd go into Albertsons with backpacks and steal a bunch of MD-2020 and take off running and go drinking at the park, you know, puking on each other and laughing, you know. It's kind of weird, though. I mean, you know, throughout my entire drinking, though, I was always drinking a little bit different than everybody else, you know what I mean? I was just a little strange, you know what I mean? I felt misunderstood, and I didn't really understand other people, you know what I mean? I got into high school, and these people wanted to play drinking games, you know what I mean? Wanted to play quarters, which was nuts to me. You have to sit around this table, and people bounce quarters, and they miss, and you got to wait till it gets in your cup till you drink, and it was just a mess. You know, drinking is not a game to me. This is like serious business, you know what I mean? Girlfriend's yelling at me because I'm drinking out of turn. I'm just like... It's embarrassing, you know what I mean? Yeah, beer pong, they got that shit all twisted up, you know what I mean? If you lose, you got to drink all the beer. To me, I think that should be the winner, you know what I mean? I throw the game on purpose, you know? And I just did that throughout high school, man. That was how it was. I don't really remember it too much. I remember I had a good time, though. You know, drunk all the time, you know, and I just, you know, I was always having a good time, not a care in the world, man, no consequences. I just went through life just having a blast, man, and, you know, and I made it out of high school somehow. I don't really know how, but I did. I got a diploma and everything, and, you know, it's something happened, man. It was funny, I hit 18, you know what I mean? Now I'm 18, and I just, up until that point, I was a minor, and I just did so well with getting away. I don't know if I was, you know what I mean, a little bit more in shape. I hadn't drank so much, you know what I mean? But I was just faster, quicker, you know what I mean? I thought I was smarter, you know, I was real slick, you know? I'd never been arrested before, you know? Something happened, I hit 18, bro. I just couldn't turn the corner without running into a police officer looking to get me. It was bad. It was pathetic, really. I was constantly going to jail for dumb stuff, you know what I mean? It was awful, you know, and it wasn't too long, you know, my mother got very tired of the way I was acting, you know, and she, when I remember one day I got in trouble again, you know, and she told me, you know, I used to ride out on this, the self-pity drinking was the best, you know, that she threw me out, you know, she hates me, she doesn't love me, I'm like, you know, she abandoned me, I was an 18-year-old man, you know what I mean? But, you know, she gave me a choice, she said, you could either, you know, stop drinking and stay here, or you can go, you know what I mean? I'm like, you're kicking me out. She's like, no, you could stay if you just don't drink. I'm like, you're throwing me out of here, you don't love me, you know? Right in the middle of doing laundry, too, I had a big old just laundry full of wet clothes, you know what I mean? I packed this garbage bag up heavy as hell, you know, sweating, walking down 4th Street just in the summertime. It was brutal, you know, and hating it, you know. And at first, it seemed like a terrible thing. Not so, you know what I mean? I found that living on the streets, is like, and when you're drinking, is like the greatest thing that could ever happen. No job, no responsibilities, no worries, no parents, no nothing, man. No rules, you know. I found a little spot under a bridge, and I loved it. I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world. It was like camping every day, you know what I mean? I woke up, there's a little creek that ran through with ducks, and the sun rose and set, and there was mist. It was just really nice, you know. It was very peaceful. Build fires, you know what I mean, in the wintertime. Burn phone books and, you know, and really just drank all the time. I mean, it was just awesome. And people looked at me like I was crazy, but I was having a blast, you know what I mean? I was like, I just felt misunderstood. I didn't understand why anybody didn't want to have fun like I did, you know what I mean? I was like that guy, you know what I mean? That guy that's like in your living room at like 8 in the morning, and you're like, what are you doing here still? And you're like drinking beer with cigarette butts in the bottom of it, like, oh, you know, is it cool if I stay here for a little while? At least till I finish these beers, you know? I'll take them with me. You know, I was telling people the cops are coming and boosting the keg over the fence while everybody's hiding, you know, and drinking alone. You know what I mean? And that's just the way it was, man. I mean, I was just having a blast. I just didn't understand it. You know, at first, everybody was having fun, you know. It was just out of high school, you know. And all of a sudden, man, you got all these friends that are drinking just like me or just like going off to school, you know. And they're like getting jobs. And I'm like still there on my milk crate. Like, where'd everybody go, you know? I don't know what happened. And, man, all that drinking and getting in trouble caught up with me. They kept putting me on probation, which is a cruel joke for an alcoholic. I don't know why anybody, he just gave me the time, or I should have taken the time, but it's crazy. They don't want you to drink. You can't do anything, really. You got to show up early in the morning. You got to get a job, you know. It was too much for me. I couldn't handle it at all. I did really bad on probation. I was on probation for 7 years, and I wasn't sentenced for that, you know. I kept getting in trouble, and it never really occurred to me that drinking was a problem. It was all circumstantial, you know, if I had been born with more money, or if I had my father around when I was growing up, or if my mother hadn't thrown me out, you know what I mean? If I had the right girl, the right car, the job, anything, you know what I mean? Things would be different, you know what I mean? If the cops are out to get me, I'm doomed, you know, it's all, you know, it's terrible, it's a terrible story, you know, and I remember standing in front of this judge. It was like everything was a blur, and all of a sudden I was in a courtroom. You know what I mean? I don't know how I got there. and all of a sudden the cops came up behind me. You know what I mean? And this judge is talking about giving me 5 years in prison. And I'm like, 5 years in prison? You know what I mean? Like, that's a long time. You know? And all of a sudden reality hit me. I'm like, oh shit, this is real. You know? And she's like, yeah, you know, you're going to 5 years in prison, this and that. Now you look at me. I can do county time, you know. I'll do county time all day long. Eat some peanut butter, do some push-ups, you know. Make phone calls to people that are tired of me calling, you know what I mean? Play a little basketball. Maybe write some letters about how I'm going to change my life. And eventually, they're going to let me out. Not with prison. Prison is, you know what I mean? Shit, you know. 5 years. Now, I swore up and down I'd never drink again. I meant it, too. I was terrified. I was shaking. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. I wanted to change my life around all of a sudden. This was serious, you know. never wanted to touch it again. I'm so sorry. And she bought it, too, and I meant it. What? I shouldn't even say she bought it. I really meant it with every fiber of my being. I never want to touch or drink alcohol again, you know. And that's kind of the thing, man. This is looking back. This is where the insanity starts. Because really, this is the obsession of the mind. I get home swearing it off forever. I'm about to break down in tears. I'm not even a crier. You know what I mean? You know. And I get to the house and I'm terrified. I'm shaking. I'm smoking cigarettes. I'm like, oh man, you know, I can't believe this happened. I'm never gonna do that again. You know. And a couple hours go by. I'm like, whew, I'm stressed out. You know. Yeah, have a beer, might take the edge off. You know, it's been a long day. It's rough, you know. Have a couple of beers. Next time I know I'm drunk, calling my buddies up. Hey, man, you got to come over. I beat the case, you know. I didn't beat anything. They gave me 2 more years probation, you know what I mean? I was supposed to come back in 30 days, you know. And it wasn't too much longer. I went to jail again, you know, again. And, you know, the judge, you know, I think she realized I had a problem, you know. And she offered me I had a choice. I could go to 6 months inpatient treatment, or I could go to 5 years in prison. And I'm not the brightest crayon in the box, but I can count. You know what I mean? I can do math. You know what I mean? I'm cool with the 6 months. You know, I took that, man, and really nothing happened. I didn't think I was an alcoholic. I thought I was too young. I thought it was something that happened when you got a little older. You know, and I didn't even really know what an alcoholic was. You know, I just kind of sat there and just watched these crazy people. It was 110 drug addicts and alcoholics who'd never been to an AA meeting in their life. You know what I mean? People are fighting over how it works. We're chairing meetings by ourselves. We're, you know what I mean? Instead of talking about sobriety or a solution, we're in there talking about who left the towel on the floor and who's peeing on the seat. And it was just nuts. You know what I mean? It was like a weird witch hunt. You know what I mean? It was crazy. But, you know, they ended up, eventually you get taken to these meetings, so I got introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous, which I just thought this place was crazy. I wanted nothing to do with this, you know what I mean? I was terrified of people. Women freaked me out, you know, guys were trying to shake my hand and give me their phone number. I'm going to be your sponsor. I was like, hell no, I don't even know what a sponsor is, but I don't even want to talk to you, bro. You know what I mean? And you know, eventually, I don't even know how, they called me a pillar of sobriety, and they let me out, you know, and like, yeah, they gave me a certificate, framed, and, you know, I got out, and it was funny, because I started, you know, I was like, you know, maybe I just won't drink anymore, but then, you know, I'm almost 21, so maybe I was just young, you know what I mean, 21 would be different, you know, and it had been almost a year since I drank with the jail time and the 6 months, you know what I mean, like, surely things will be different. This has been a long time. It was just all circumstantial, you know, and I got out of there, man, and you know, I drank on a Friday, you know, I was like, hey, man, it went great, I didn't get in any trouble, you know, I'm drunk, I'm like, man, I didn't go to jail, I'm not an alcoholic, you know, so I was equating alcoholism too, is the amount of consequences I experienced, you know what I mean, and that had nothing to do with it, the fact that I can't put alcohol in my body and stop when I want to, and I have no choice over the matter, that's what makes me an alcoholic. It has nothing to do with the, you know what I mean, the amount of times I got in trouble, you know, I could be some housewife in a gated community somewhere drinking wine, you know what I mean, it doesn't mean I'm not an alcoholic, you know, and you know, before I knew it, man, Fridays turned into Saturdays and Sundays and spilled over into Mondays, and now I'm drinking weekdays, you know, and I'm drinking at work, you know, and I was just drinking the clock around again, you know, and I make a lot of jokes, and I love having a good time, but, man, my drinking turned ugly, you know what I mean? I drank the fun out of the bottle. It was no longer a good time, man. I was miserable. I would be in a room full of people I was friends with and just felt alone, you know, all the time. I wanted to die, you know, and I ended up, I got a DUI again. I got a DUI. I went to jail again, you know, and I really wanted to get sober, you know, and I came back around AA, and I just, you know, I did what everybody told me to do, and I got a sponsor, and then, like, you know, and I got a home group, and I started selling raffle tickets. I'm scared of people, so I'm just like, you want to buy a raffle ticket, man? I can't look anyone in the eye, you know. I like to go there and look at the girls, but I can't look at them either. I'm like, oh, shit, they're looking. You know what I mean? It was nuts, you know, And I got about 30 days under my belt, and all of a sudden I got drunk, you know what I mean? I'm like, what happened? You know, I'm doing everything they asked me to, you know? And I didn't get it at first. I didn't understand what was wrong with me, you know what I mean? I didn't really know what an alcoholic was. I'd get drunk, and I'd go back out, and all this crazy shit would happen, you know? I'd sit there drinking, like, I'm going to go to a meeting tomorrow, and when I get my year, this is going to make the best story. When I tell it from the podium, they're going to laugh, and this is going to be cool, you know? And I didn't know what the deal was. I didn't know that I didn't have a choice when I got to stop. I didn't know that I had to put some work in, you know? And, you know, and I... You know, something, I just had a rough road in Alcoholics Anonymous, man. I just couldn't seem to make it more than 30 days. My road to happy destiny was rough, you know. I mean, I was going in and out like crazy, man. I got to the point people weren't even clapping anymore when I get my white chip. I just, you know, this fucking guy, you know, they mumble stuff. They wouldn't clap. When's your sobriety date to be announced, you know? What are you doing tile on your floor? Are you starting a poker game, you know? Every time I impersonate somebody older than me, they sound like Sling Blade. You guys might know that movie, but... But yeah, man, and it got, you know, the resentments would just pile up, you know what I mean? And now I'm going back out drinking over my white chip, people talking shit, you know what I mean? I'm just sitting there, hate AA, AA doesn't work, you know what I mean? I'm watching people get, you know, people I watch get their white chips are doing their year celebration, you know what I mean? It was sad, you know? Because me, I put up absolutely no fight against the drink. It's really pathetic. I mean, the first round, the bell's rung, we're throwing in the towel. Like, I'm done, you know? I've drank over so much petty shit, it's not even funny. I don't do well with bad feelings. I always envy those guys that, like, never taken any steps, and they got, like, 20 years sober, and they're like, I just hold on to my chair, and I keep coming back. I'm like, man, that's nuts, bro. I don't know why you'd want to feel like that. That's crazy. I'd rather be drunk. I don't know why you're not drinking right now, you know? You know, and something happened, man. I reached a point, you know, where I just wanted to die, you know what I mean? And I was just ripping and running, and you know, no girl would have anything to do with me, you know what I mean? I had no job, nothing going for me, you know what I mean? I was just a wreck. I was destroying anybody's life I came in contact with, you know, and I wanted to die, man. I went to this overpass in St. Pete on 54th Avenue. It's like it goes over the interstate, you know, and I stood up there. I'm terrified of heights, so I'm amazed I even got up on top of it, you know what I mean? And I stood up there, and I'm like, I'm going to jump. And I looked at it. I'm like drunk, just like, man, what if I don't die? You know what I mean? Because if I just break my legs, I'm laying there, and they're going to come get me, and I'm going to get put in a paper gown, and this is just going to be messed up, you know what I mean? So I got the bright idea I'd have somebody do it for me. So I went around the bars talking shit, trying to see somebody take me out, you know, and nobody did. It just really, it was painful. I just got beat up a lot. You know, and I, you know what I mean? It was just, that's just the way it was, man. And I ended up, you know, I ended up drunk at an AA meeting one night, man. I called a guy up and asked him to pick me up. He said he would. Finished my last beer. He came and got me, you know. And I heard a guy tell his story, man. He had a similar experience to me. Drank like I did. And he was celebrating 5 years, you know what I mean? I'm like, ooh, you know. I don't remember too much of that night, but I remember that. I remember, you know, that's pretty crazy, you know. And some guy came up and talked to me, and he was nothing like me, you know. He was from Cape Cod, and he drove a BMW. He was actually on my 4-step. I just hated him. He had everything I wanted, you know. And me, I'm from St. Pete. I'm like a plastic jug of vodka, milk crate, like clock radio kind of guy, you know. And he asked me if I wanted help, man, if I wanted to try this thing out. I said, yeah, you know, because what I was doing wasn't working, just hanging out, you know what I mean? I always say I could watch Karate Kid all day long, don't necessarily mean I could fight, you know what I mean? And I could sit in a meeting for the rest of my life, doesn't necessarily mean I'm not going to be drinking anymore, you know, And the next day we started reading the big book, you know what I mean? Like 2 days sober, you know, he's like breaking down what's wrong with me, you know what I mean? It's, you know, I got a problem with my mind, you know what I mean? That despite everything that's happened, I pick up a drink again. I mean, I may have court tomorrow, you know what I mean? I may have to, my mother's in surgery, and I should wait and see what the outcome is, you know? I may have to go to the probation officer. I may have work. I may have school. I got all these things. My health, you know what I mean? I could be dying, and for some reason I drink again. And it's... seems like a good idea. I mean, it's crazy. I could be beat down and bleeding, and all of a sudden that drink, in my mind, seems like a beer commercial. Like, beautiful women are going to pop out in bikinis, and we're going to be on a beach with palm trees and fancy glasses, and I had never drank anything out of a fancy glass. And no self-respecting woman would want to hang out with a guy like me, you know what I mean? But that's the way it seemed. And, you know, he broke it down, you know, the insanity of this thing, you know what I mean? The reason why I keep drinking, you know, I have no power against the drink, you know what I mean? And I was like, well, what do I do? You know, he's like, guys like you usually don't make it. I'm like, man, this guy is not making me feel any better. You know what I mean? You're a sponsor. You're supposed to, like, cheer me up. You know what I mean? Not this guy, you know? And, you know, he's like, you know, the only way I know that works is, you know, you try this thing out right here. And it was 12 steps, Alcoholics Anonymous. So I didn't know what that meant, and I didn't know what we were going to be doing, and I had no idea. But I said, all right, you know, and we started reading the big book, man, and he kind of broke down what the third step was, making a decision, you know. It wasn't actually an action thing. I just had to decide whether or not I wanted to try this thing out. You know, he asked me if I was cool with the way things had gone up until that point, and I was like, looked down at myself. I was wearing the same clothes for like 6 months. I had bodily fluids crusted on it, you know what I mean? No job, no cigarettes, no nothing, you know. I'm like, no, you know. And he's like, you know, yeah, up until this point, you pretty much made your own decisions on how things go. I'm like, yeah, you know, and that's how it was, my way or the highway, man. It got me nowhere. It got me in Alcoholics Anonymous, where it got me. And, you know, so he's like, you know, I made a decision to try this thing out, man. And he showed me how to ride a four-step, which was nuts, man. I went home and started riding. I'm like 3 days sober, you know what I mean? Crazy, which, don't get me wrong, I'm not up here like talking up that I'm a spiritual guru. I didn't even know what I was doing. I just was blessed with the gift of unemployment, and, you know, I really do two good things when I'm not drinking, you know what I mean? I smoke a lot of cigarettes, and I think a lot about how bad my life is, and it pretty much goes like that until I drink again, you know what I mean? And all that stuff comes unbearable, you know, and so I just started writing, you know what I mean? And up until that, I just thought my life was a tragic comedy, that all these bad things had happened to me, you know what I mean? I was a saint, you know? Couldn't believe it. It was so sad, you know what I mean? I was doomed from the start, you know? And I started writing this list of resentments, and I'm, like, having a blast. I'm like, yeah, him, and her, you know, in this place. The cops, you know, and why I'm mad at all these people. That was all really cool. I'd done, you know, who I was mad at, why I was mad at them, and what it affected in my life, my entire life. Anybody who'd listen to me, I'd tell them, you know? And I'd never actually gotten to my part in things, you know what I mean? Which was a trip. I had no idea that I'd harmed these people. I was an asshole, you know what I mean? These people had done nothing to me, really, you know what I mean? Cops weren't out to get me. I was breaking the law. I was acting the fool drunk, you know what I mean? Yelling at people. That's crazy. I'd arrest me, too. You know what I mean? Swerving in Dale Mabry. Ah, you know what I mean? I'd take me to jail also, you know? And, you know, these girlfriends that I broke my heart, I was like, you know, telling them I'm going to the bathroom and getting up from the couch and disappearing for weeks, you know what I mean? You know, running around with another woman and beating myself up and telling her I got jumped and kidnapped, you know what I mean? Like crazy stuff. Like, I was a terrible person, you know? That was awful. All these employers that had wronged me, I was like hiding and smoking cigarettes, you know, and leaving early and drunk all the time, puking in the bathroom instead of doing my job, you know? And it never occurred to me. This was baffling. I'd never seen this from this side before, and I inventoried my fears, which was nuts too. I thought I was crazy and a badass because I made reckless decisions. It was not the case. I was absolutely terrified. I was pretty much afraid of anything and everything. I was afraid of having a job, not having a job, living, not living. You know, I mean, being sober, drinking. It was crazy. It went on like that. And I really broke these things down. I was just pretty much self-reliant. You know, I mean, I had no type of power other than myself. You know, and it was failing me big time. You know, and I called my sponsor up and I had my list. I did my sex inventory, but I'll leave that out of it for this. Y'all ladies present. But you know, and the next day we met up, man. We got right to it, and like people always like think it's nuts that I, you know, took the steps in a week, you know what I mean? And this is some baffling thing. This is nothing that, this has been going on since they started. I mean, like, these guys are doing that steps in the hospital bed. That's crazy, you know what I mean? They're detoxing right now the inventory and doing it with another guy. That's pretty cool, man. And it worked for them. It's been going on, shit, I'm can't do the math, but 70 some odd years is what it is. You know, and I went into this garage just broken down, depressed, didn't care whether I lived or died, you know. And I started reading this stuff to this kid, man, who didn't relate to me at all besides the fact that we had a common problem. And I left that day, well, that night, anyways. I was in there for hours. I was in there for a long time. You know, and I left and something had happened to me, you know what I mean? I was a free man. I did not want to drink anymore. And it wasn't that I didn't want to. I just didn't feel the desire to. I felt free. I had peace of mind, and I was just happy for once in my life. Like, I just felt like a million pounds was lifted off my shoulders, man. I went to bed and did 6 and 7, you know what I mean? I was floating along a little boot. I'm opening doors for strangers, you know what I mean? I love talking shit, and I was hating on nobody, you know what I mean? I was like, I was really friendly, you know what I mean? Started making amends, which was nuts, you know, going and cleaning up the records of my past was crazy. I mean, I had harmed some serious people, and I got off way too easy, I think, but I mean, that was a pretty crazy experience. It was terrifying at the time, but it made all the difference, I believe. And you know, nowadays, man, I'll wrap it up pretty much. But you know, I just practice 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis. You know, continue to do inventory and continue to improve a relationship with a higher power. You know, and continue to carry this message. I mean, up until that point, doing steps 1 through 9 was a crazy experience. You know, I mean, I can't even. I'd sound crazy if I tried to describe it to you, but You know, working with others and watching them go through it has been nuts, man. That's been a real miracle. I've seen guys that doctors were like, told them they were never going to make it. They'd probably be dead within the week. And all of a sudden, these guys are getting sober, you know what I mean? They don't have to fight the idea of a drink. Guys that got prescribed alcohol in the hospital because the doctors couldn't detox them, and they're walking around free men. You know what I mean? That's crazy. That's a miracle. You know what I mean? I've watched people get carted out in meetings on stretchers because they were just too drunk, man. And they're sober members of Alcoholics Anonymous that sponsor other guys. I mean, to be a part of that, that's a miracle, you know. And, you know, I came here, and I don't have to fight the idea of a drink, man. I mean, it's pretty wild, you know. I used to hear the promises before actually, like, knowing what they were, you know. I thought I was going to be rich and have this sports car, you know what I mean, this wild job and beautiful women, you know what I mean. And none of that ever happened, not at all, actually. It's like really the total opposite for the most part, you know. But I had the opportunity to experience so much more than that and so much more cool shit, man. I haven't had to fight the idea of a drink in over 3 years, and that's a miracle, you know what I mean? I mean, peace of mind, I mean, and just happiness about it. And I'm not even just like wanting to drink, but just, you know, peace and ease, man. Easy peasy. But, I mean, thanks for letting me speak. I mean, that's really all I got. I'm, you know what I mean? I could ramble on, but that'd be kind of pointless, you know. I appreciate y'all listening to me. Thank you.